Yeah. Why niggas can find a goal? Me need my money more. Think I'm all like any me money more. Niggas can find a goal. What you gon'? It's the benevolent rhyme writer. Gooey baby. Check. You gon' fail, then become a learner. Stay in your lane, watch a hater try to merge them. Too many judges, we've grown to be so observant. I risk my case, your honor, it's nothing further. Never cared for the jewelry. Learned how to shine in the parking lot of the jewelry. Fighting the enemy wilder than Tyson Fury. Inferior versus superior, stuck in this ship and I don't know who's steering us. Niggas fake and mysterious. Refuse to be cool with the ones not taking it serious. I told them take me home. I saw some fake jabos. I smell the Cajun food. I hit a Zydeco. Similar to the Nile I flow. Used to freestyle mode. That was a while ago. Friends give me tens for the sense of style I show. Have you ever copy? If so, describe below. Don't nobody wanna right they wrong, switch it. Thinking can't nobody touch you, get you gone quicker. Apologize if you can't wait until it's on finish. I've been running marathons, it got me long-winded. You still want a Dodge Viper with the chrome finish. Now all I want is capabilities to roam Venice. See my pops go kick his feet up in his throne, chilling. Know I'm a king because he made me in his own image. Life is a wrinkled up old man on a slip and slide. Cycles of vigilant romance. I'm Mickey the Nomad. They like, nigga, you long ways from a Griffin drive. I asked my maker what a dollar was worth. He said, one day, bro, the meek shall inherit the earth. 10 Negroes don't equal the size of your ego. Who only go outside because you got to know people. And that got me curious. Am I here to be positive or just here for a period? I told them take me home. I saw some fake jabos. I smell the Cajun food. I hit a Zydeco. We'll rap for free on the side. Hero, come take a ride. The flow, make him go find Nemo. Vibing with my amigo. The drive is bilingual. The outside is Blade Black. The inside is Don Cheadle. I'm from where broken limit get you shake down. Was talking business, now you staring at a tray pound. I just hope you think about me when you skate round. Some people only build you up so they can break you down. Look, never get me twisted on the wrong shit. Disrespect could get you coughing like a bong hit. Won't think about it till they made me take a long sit. Lot of niggas knocking, hunting down the wrong licks.
And it was right on point.
Hey, what the fuck?
And it was right on point.
Hey, man, Crew Season Podcast. We're back again. This is episode 159.
Yes, sir.
We have the OT himself in
what's
the building.
Good, what's good?
Y'all know what it is, man. God level.
Detroit AC, man. It's another episode of the Crew Season. Nah. Podcast.
Mm-hmm. On a Sunday.
We were supposed to have our fourth here, but you know, shit happens in life.
Yeah, man. My boy having some vehicle issues, man. You know what I'm saying? The I feel like the fans, like, y'all niggas just coming up with shit.
We died. I swear we died. Well, I show you the text message. Talk to my dog.
Let's go on and tell him, man. We done kicked him out the crew, man. Yeah. Let's put shit on the table. Yeah.
Your dog.
Let's put it on the table, man. He gone.
Deal with it. Deal with it.
We got tired. of missing days, and we just really gave him his walking papers.
Who the fuck he think he is? David Ruffin?
Contract negotiations up. With
South. Who you think he is? David Ruffin?
I'm the best thing ever happened to this damn group. Made y'all.
Yeah, damn, we
just jokes. That shit.
Nah, man, salute to my boy, man. Like just I said, you got some car issues, man, but it's worse schedule than change, so you done freed up. He will be back very, 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 very soon.
very, very
soon. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, how y'all boys doing, man? Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thanksgiving
with you,
and things is over with. Y'all boys ate good? How'd that go?
Shit.
Christmas shopping going on? How much y'all spending?
Yeah. I ain't spending nothing.
Niggas' faces.
I spent mine in September.
Nah.
No, it's crazy. You know, we having Christmas by the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my people don't watch the show, so I can say this. Bro, we buying every motherfucking person that's coming to the house gifts.
Oh, no.
And that's my side and her side.
No.
Very generous. Very, very generous.
It ain't that. I got one child.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of them got multiple children.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, why do I have to buy multiple children gifts? Why I can't just, since I got one child, why I just can't give one gift?
I know why. Because your wife said so.
Hey. Because it was up to me, nobody would have gotten nothing.
The Grinch, man.
Nah, man, it's a lot of money these days, bro, getting everybody gifts, bro. Everybody. And not only the kids, we get the grown-ups gifts too.
You Santa Claus, my nigga.
Man.
Is that what they told me?
You the family Santa Claus.
They told me it was Santa.
Shit, it'd be last year, yeah, man.
Oh.
Next year, we ain't getting nobody nothing. Don't expect.
That's crazy.
No, we cooking. I'm chilling. We gonna be, I'm going with her people this holiday. Mm-hmm. This past when we was in my fam out here.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie, so. That's what we're gonna do. I'm cook a little bit. It was requested I make
you
my
cook?
That it was requested that I make my brisket. You know what I'm saying?
Was they sober when they requested it?
Very sober.
Oh, okay, I just want to make sure.
You better know I do some brisket.
Let it blow up on you.
Anytime y'all wrote, you know, some lessons in my office.
Don't let it blow up on you.
What's my office hours?
Don't let it blow up on you.
What's my office hours?
I don't know.
All I'm gonna say is don't let it blow up on you. That's all I'm gonna say.
9 to 5.
Snigger here, man.
It's getting smoked.
Well, last time you cooked, you almost died.
Hold on.
We know.
Hold on.
You almost took yourself out.
How
the fuck
can't you trust me? I'm X-Men. I'm like X-Men Wolverine, baby.
Oh, my God.
I'm X-Men.
Fuck, can't we trust you? I'm surprised your lady let you cook. Uh-huh, nigga, you're going to kill yourself.
Hey, Big Daddy got to cook. Everybody got to eat.
Yeah.
Thing is, I showed you everything you know, but I didn't show you everything I know. And that's the issue. We might have to show you a little more.
Microwave ribs.
Nigga cook ribs in a microwave. That's a skill, motherfucker. Cook some ribs in a microwave. And they tend to. That's a skill, motherfucker. Cook some ribs in a microwave. Jesus.
They was. That's the crazy part. That be how you made this.
That microwave gotta be on 50 high.
I just popped it in the microwave.
That's wild. Look here,
turn
man.
Turn them over in 30 minutes.
Look at that glass plate of shattered.
Nigga.
Some of the microwave for 30 minutes. That glass plate of shatter. Speaking of wild stuff, man, we got a couple trials going on, man, that we gotta speak to. Mm. YSL trials is in the thick of things. It's officially started.
Yeah.
And it's prosecutions all over the place. Now, when they first brought Thug in, I remember about maybe 6 months, a year ago, something like that. Everybody was like, damn, they got all of that evidence. Oh, it's going to be ugly, man. He looking at life. Oh, people starting to snitch on him. They starting to roll on him. It ain't looking good, man. But now that the trial has been underway, what's y'all thoughts on his outcome, possibly?
I think he coming home, man. I think he coming home, even with all the people folding on him and snitching on him and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Because the prosecutor people, they doing a lot of shady shit.
For sure.
A lot of shady shit, and the judge not fucking with that. You know what I'm saying? Me, so in my opinion, I think in the next 2 weeks we might see a mistrial.
Well, the thing about a mistrial is that they can retry them. That's the only thing about that. Just like the YMW Melly situation, which we're about to get to in a second. But I agree with you. I think prosecution case falling apart. I think they're trying to do the sneaky stuff because their case is falling apart. They done pushed the trial date back 100 times. because they never had solid evidence. Most of it is going off of social media stuff. It's going off for lyrics,
yep, which I to use
still can't wrap my head around that. But yeah, you know, and they asked Thug what Thug meant, and his lawyers say true hero under God.
Is God damn me.
He got that from Zero.
Right. Salute to Zero, man. H-Town. But yeah, so I mean, as I'm listening to it and as I'm looking at the case, I'm like, if this is all the evidence y'all got, good luck.
It's over.
Good luck.
And you're right. I don't even want it to end in a mistrial. Let that shit go all the way through.
Yeah, you might as well. Because it ain't no, you know, and again, unless they give them a reasonable plea or something. Yeah, we discussed it. We going to take a plea for 3 to 10. Okay, cool. Give me that. Because I didn't already serve half of that anyway. And then I serve 6 more months, 8 months. I'm gone. Give me that. Mm-hmm. But anything past that, y'all are delusional if y'all think it. Well, again, and this is from the evidence we've heard so far. Trial's still early. They may have something in the tuck that we ain't seen. But just by the opening argument, for one, it was nuts. That's the first time I ever seen an opening argument stopped. Judge like, no, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. She's talking about, yeah, we're going to prove why there's no evidence stating that he didn't do it. No, ma'am. I don't know how long you've been practicing law, but yeah. you can't lead the case. You can't lead the jurors like that. Again, defendants.
They try to slide that in there so they get away with
it. Because she's trying to make him prove his innocence.
Exactly. That ain't how it works. You cannot do that, baby.
That's the.
And I'm glad the judge caught that right offhand before she can get into her bag of shit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you can't do it like that.
My thing was this. She was looking confused. Yeah. As if, is this your first trial?
You know what I'm saying? You got to prove that he's guilty. You can't prove that he up the chid. Hey, he could possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, shit, let's get him up there to see. Nah, you can't do that.
That's why it's like I have a love-hate relationship with the justice system. Because at the end of the day, in the court, you have to prove it.
Right.
Whether he was right or wrong, you have to prove that what you're trying this person for, they did it 100%.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Yep.
And if there's any doubt, he get that free.
Yep.
Many cases. You know what I'm saying? It'll be cases, you know, I'm going to just use it, like especially when like race is involved. Mm-hmm. We know that this person did it.
Right.
All the evidence points towards why they did it or how they did it or whatever, and then that person gets off. But then it'd be a situation like OJ, where niggas like, ooh, my boy gone. He gone. And then it came in, the glove don't fit. So, you know, that's something that you got to put in towards evidence or towards the proof. If this man is guilty, it didn't fit. So you got to let him go.
You must have quit, man.
Like, it's stuff like that. It's just wild and interesting and should almost be like a movie.
Well, look here. It ain't no question where we stand on this part, man. Free Thugger.
Now, tell me.
On here pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? YSL is a group of Christian, wholesome men.
Just
trying to change the world and take care of the kids and take care of the community, man.
That's it.
That's all. And Thug is the head of that. So, you know, some Free Thug.
Excuse me, sir. What does sliding on my ops mean?
It means like when you playing basketball and they hooping at the court, right? And they said, pull up, we hooping. So you slide on the opposition, meaning somebody on the opposing team that you're going to play basketball with. That's what it meant.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, man, Free Thugger, man. YMW Melly trial came to a mistrial, going back to what Smooth just said. Now, again, he's on trial for allegedly killing his two homeboys. Allegedly, they was all riding the car. This is the prosecution's case. They was riding the car, and somewhere along that ride.
Oh, they mistrialed him?
Yeah, it was a mistrial. So he had to go back in jail. Now they're trying to put their case back together to retry him again. That's the thing about a mistrial. You get mistrial, you can't walk. They got it. You can walk, but they get a chance to retrial you again.
So right now they're in a retrial.
They're in a retrial, right? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Because it looked like he coming home too. Mm-hmm.
They putting the case together though, because the mistrial just happened like last month, 2 months ago. Like it just happened.
How many times can you get a mistrial?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. That's a hell of a question.
That is a hell of a question.
But I mean, if I had to guess, I would say I think that it could happen until y'all either reach a verdict or reach a settlement.
I think it should be one time. It ain't my fault the prosecution can't get that shit together.
Right. I agree, bro. Especially with that case, because like this stuff happened years ago. So y'all had years to get the case together. And even with the Thug case, that's why the judge so frustrated. people keep showing clips of the judge going off on the prosecutor. And I said, y'all had years to get this case together. And this is what, and now we here and you talking about, oh, we need some more time
especially
to gather more
RICO
evidence. Right.
Because you're supposed to have all your pieces.
And they ain't got the pieces, but it's the same with YMW Melly. They got camera angles that's blurry. They can't see nothing. They got, you know, he say, she say. They talking about the one expert saying the bullets went into the car. One expert saying bullets came out of the car, proving that he shot his homeboy. Because that's what the legend is. It's two homeboys in the front, YMW Melly in the back behind the driver's seat, his boy to the right of him behind the passenger seat. It's a legend that he took his pistol, shot the one next to him, and shot the one in the front seat. Allegedly because he found out they did something disloyal or they was thinking about snitching on something or something.
Damn.
That's what the word is. Mm-hmm. But what happened was is that whatever happened in that car, they ended up driving the body somewhere and rode around with the bodies. I mean, went to another site, got out of the car and shot into the car as if somebody shot through the car and hit the homeboys. And then they ended up taking them to the hospital and was like, hey, yeah, somebody shot us. We don't know. You know, we running. We trying to get away. Boom. But they shot our friends. Can y'all come get our friends? So they got video footage of them pulling up to the hospital, them coming to get the friends out of the car to take them to the thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's why MW Melly's story is that, hey, we riding, somebody seen us at a light, start shooting at us at the light. Prosecution saying, no, y'all was riding, y'all picked them up, y'all was riding around, you shot them in the car, and then y'all tried to set up stage of shooting from the outside. Y'all drove around with the bodies for like 45 minutes to an hour trying to figure out y'all plan, and then took them to the hospital.
And they got, do they have proof from that?
No. Nope. That's what's taking them
from the shooting happening to the hospital. Mm-hmm. All this that happened between, do they have anything?
They got like cell phones pinging on towers and stuff like that. So it's like that they could tell where they are. Mm-hmm. And it shows them kind of driving around. It's like they passed up two hospitals in the midst of them driving around. And then they finally stopped that one. And YMW them saying, well, we was just panicking. We didn't know where the hospital was. We was trying to get there, panicking, boom, boom. So it's literally a he say, she say.
What's going to save him is them iMessages. Whoever he was texting, he is lucky they had another iPhone.
And they
had their iMessages on.
What they was saying?
The feds can't get it.
Yeah, they've been trying to get it.
Tim Cook won't give nobody, nobody access to your iMessages.
Yeah. Okay.
No matter who you are on this planet, he will never get
it. Androids can do it.
But if we text an Android to Android, we got something similar. No. If Samsung don't want to give it to you, they won't give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, man, it's crazy. He going to get off, though.
He had been sitting for about 3-4 years, too, after they came up on that case. And then same thing happened. They couldn't prove without a shadow of a doubt. They went to the trial. The jails was like, well.
They get the messages he down, though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah.
If they get the messages, he gone.
But I don't think they're going to do
it. Nah, they're going to do it. Tim ain't going to open it up. He never opened it up for nobody. Mm-hmm. No matter how big the case is, he'd be like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I'm cool. Great. Go get your own evidence. I'm not going to help you put somebody in jail.
Yeah.
Because his nigga thing.
let's talk about the real reason.
Hey.
But hey.
That's another conversation another day.
Hey, I don't need y'all in my shit.
Back to the relationship spectrum. It was a clip, man, that we got sent a lot, and I felt like it was very, very interesting. Felt like we definitely had to break this down. I want to get y'all take on it, man.
Okay.
It was discussing extending covering to your woman's friends. So I'm going to play the clip.
What?
Get y'all take on
it. Yeah, my boy B.
I heard Brandon. Something like that.
I would prefer that if you're around, that everybody gets the coverage of having a man around.
I hear where you're coming from on that, and I respect it, and I feel like you enjoy providing that benefit to the women around you, but I'm covering you. Like, I'm your man. I'm not their man. You know, when we get together and we're like, you know, I take out trash, see what I can do. Like, you know, make myself available within this communal setting. Like, hey, what can I do? Da, da, da. And because I'm a man, I can do some of those things. But the message I'm hearing from you is it's like, yeah, when you are with me and other women are around, extend to them the same benefits of being a man to them as you would to you.
Negative.
And I'm like,
negative.
No. Like, I'm a man. I'm going to do my thing. But I'm like, I'm not going like above and beyond to do manly shit for them.
That's fair.
Because like they're there. I do shit for you. You my lady. You my woman. I treat you as my woman. I'm not treating them as my woman. Mm-hmm. If they want the coverage of a man, they got to get them a man.
Talk about it, baby. Talk about it, baby.
I didn't even think of that. I'd have been like, so if you want me to do all that, if they want me to get some pussy, is that lying to?
Is that under the covering?
Because, hey, that's what she's saying.
Hey, when my friends around, I would like them to be under the covering of a man. You're my man, so I would prefer you do that too.
Treat them as you treat me.
You understand me?
Are we in a poly relationship?
You understand me? So if they at the highs and they like, hey, I'm feeling horny, what's cracking?
Mm-hmm. Is that under the covering?
Am I allowed? You understand me? Because if you just want me to be a slave to your friends, that's an entirely different conversation. And we ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, I'm breaking up with you right there. Mm-hmm. We is done.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I mean, I agree with
1,000%.
Women are just...
Hey, man.
Women just don't think before they say things, man. And this is the type of stuff that opens your man up to get taken by your best friend.
Ooh.
This is how these things happen, right? Because again, this extend the covering to you. We have to define what covering is. I think that's what the issue is in the comments. I'm reading the comments, and you got women saying, "No, she didn't say nothing wrong." Like all he's saying is like, "Wait, you can't be a man to my friends and everybody." Like you are the man in the space. I'm just saying, be the man in the space. Cool. That's one thing, right? But when you say extend my covering to my friends, that means I treat your friends as I treat you. That's not realistic, man. Because again, once I open that Pandora's box, what does it stop at? If I'm treating them how I'm treating you, that means the consideration I give you. That means the thoughtfulness. That means the, you know, small hand on the back gestures and all of that stuff that be happening just to make sure that you good. And I'm talking about when we outside. Mm-hmm. Making sure that you pay for, making sure that you good. Holding your hand when we walk into the car. Is that extended?
Do I get to hold everybody's hand?
Do I got to pull out chairs? Do I get to open car doors and push
open
out, like
the car
all that?
Door,
like,
grab your ass while you sit out.
Right.
Is that extended to them too?
You know what I mean? Yeah. We're talking about covering. So again, I think it has to be defined instead of just throwing general stuff out there. No, I'll just cover my friends. Like, I mean, because any grown man, if we out, right, we're going to make sure that nothing happened to him.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But again, that's one thing. But extend your covering to them. Mm-mm. That's not realistic without lines getting crossed. Mm-mm. Because again, what you think your friends, especially if she's single, and let's keep it real, a lot of your friends probably want your man anyway. That's just, you know what I mean? Or not want him, but like admire him because he's taking such good care of you. So just think if he just, okay, when we drop up to
that
the home.
Courtesy.
Yeah. So like we all at the spot and she catch an Uber. So, okay, my covering, if it's you, I will be calling you to make sure that you get in the house right. Is that on board? Is that on task?
I get up and walk her outside and wait for the Uber as it comes.
Right.
Is that extended?
Or if we rocking together, because if it's you, I wouldn't even let you catch an Uber. So like, well, all right, now, baby, let me go drop her home. Is that extended? Walk her to the door. Make sure she get
and what
in.
What if I'm 2 hours late from dropping her home?
Because I got caught in traffic at 3:15 a.m.
You know how it be by the Galleria, baby. Construction. Crazy on 59.
Crazy. That's why you can't give niggas nothing. You hear me? Don't give them no answers. That's why you can't give them nothing.
You can't do
that.
You
see me in traffic? You got my location? She the whole time she dumping them up in traffic.
Extending covering. So that mean that if I see your homegirl, she pull up, man, and we kicking it. And I see her, you know, it's an issue. I can see she's kind of, you know, she's not in her right state of mind. Is it cool for me to pull her hand and pull her to the side and have that one-on-one conversation to get her spirits back up and tell her that she pretty, tell her that she gorgeous and things. The same way that I would do you, right? That's covering. Yeah. That's reassurance. Right,
I'll give her that shoulder massage or something.
Yeah, man, you look intense, baby. Make sure you good.
Or what about the compliments? God damn, right? You know what I'm saying, like, can I do shit like that?
Reassurance. That's covering.
That's covering. That is covering.
Your woman, your friends, they get liability.
You get full coverage.
That's it. When they with me, they are liability insurance. That's right. It. They get the basic of the basic package just to say you in this vicinity. The rental cars, the reimbursements, all the other stuff that go with the package, the little the other person injury protection, all mm-hmm. that come with you.
Roadside assistance.
Come with you. They don't get that.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't get that,
and if
baby.
They do get that, we got to renegotiate terms.
You feel me?
Right. To the agreement.
That's like having six niggas on your insurance. You full coverage for everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Me and you.
And
me
I only
and you,
get benefited
get
for one? And I only get benefited for one? You feel me?
No.
No. No. I'm driving all six cars.
How about that?
One for every day of the week.
How about that?
But that's real. So again, man, y'all got to be careful with conversations like this. But it's the naivete though that gets them in trouble. As he's explaining it, I'm looking at her face, and she's genuinely like, "Damn, I never thought about it like that. How did you not think about it like
that?"
Hey, you got to understand the same things that are attractive that make your man attractive to you is what makes him attractive to most women. Right, so when you got your friends around, especially your single friends,
hey,
who've been looking for a good man and been looking for covering and looking for guidance, and you are extending this man's covering to your friends, what do you think is going to happen eventually? That woman's going to start to like your man.
Hey.
And one thing I know about women, they will mess up a relationship for a good man.
Of course. They will crash out. We just seen women cut their friends off because for a man. That ain't even theirs. So what you think that your homie gonna do if your man constantly extending covering?
Take a man that from their friend that their friend ain't treating right,
bro.
She ain't worthy of you. Let's go off into the sunset.
Imagine your friend. You want this woman to have extended coverage just like you. Imagine y'all together on a nice date or anywhere doing something intimate, and your friend calls because she has extended coverage and says, "Hey."
Hilarious.
I'm on the side of the road. Can such and such come get me?
And you at work, so you can't come with him because I already know that's gonna be the cop out. Yeah, he can go. I'm gonna come with him. No, you at work or you tied up or something. You out of town.
Yeah.
Your homie
call. Yeah,
call stall. Need a tire change. Whatever. Is it just? Can he extend the covering?
Can he not call? Can she not call you? It just goes straight to him. Straight to him. Does he have that same cover?
Yo, your relationship over.
Saying. For all those women in the comments arguing that point, think about things, and that's a lot of y'all problem, dog. Y'all just react emotionally. Think things through, man.
Surface level. They on surface level.
It's just real, bro. Like, men know better. Like, we don't even like talking to our homegirl friends like that. I mean, our child woman friends like that. It's a quick, hey, baby, you good? Everything cool?
Y'all all right?
Boom. Keep it pushing.
I seen you on your shit the other day. All right?
keep it pushing. It ain't no intimate, hey, girl, come over here. Let's say, how you been? What's going on? What's the... No.
You want a drink?
If I want to know about her, I ask my woman.
That's it.
How is she doing? All that extended conversation, the extra side call, the side text. No. I feel uncomfortable when I'm up for
that. Let y'all start extending that coverage and watch them hugs go from side to...
To neck.
Wrap you in a warm embrace.
The neck hug with both arms is crazy. For somebody else, man, that's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Oh. And when she hugging, she, you know,
she do that two times. On that third time, she gonna kiss that chick. She gonna kiss that chick.
Especially
she
don't smelling deserve good,
boy.
Hey,
she don't deserve you.
Mm. And then let you go.
That's crazy.
Wild friend, two feet away.
That cheek kiss go third.
And that ain't their fight.
Covering. They're gonna be undercovers.
He's gonna be walking between the sheets.
Straight up. Shout out to the Osby brothers.
Undercover coverage.
For sure, man. Next clip, man. We're gonna get into my boy Carlos, man. Shout out to 85 South, man. That's he correct. Was on a like a platform with his old lady.
Mm-hmm.
He was breaking down the thought process of a man. I'm gonna play this clip, man, see if y'all agree with bro.
I'll be completely honest with you. Then once you get hurt a certain way, you don't never get hurt the same way twice.
Ooh-wee.
Because men, we familiar with patterns because we pretty much do the same shit over and over again. And I was going to say earlier, a lot of women would be happier with the guys that they're with if they stop trying to rush the men to change. Right. It take men a long time to become the man that they're going to be. And sometimes women get, when the relationship gets stagnant,
get patient, yeah.
And then you decide that this is not for me no more. That's when a man has a lot of shit to figure out. Like, don't question the leadership now when shit not going your way or you're not seeing the results immediately.
So you're saying you have to see that up
You
front.
Gotta trust yeah. me in the time in where the- shit is hot. That's why I'm the leader. You said that I was the best one at handling shit under pressure. So now that the pressure's on and it's the fourth quarter, the game ain't over because the pressure on right now. We still got game to play. Okay, so when we get through this shit and it ain't no more fire, I know you don't trust me to leave. So the next time there's an emergency, I'm gonna save myself.
Wow.
Because you didn't want, you don't want to be part of the team. You like shit when it's calm and it's good, but when the pressure up, oh, you ain't shit as a leader. I don't want to be on this shit. That's what's the, you risking everybody.
Boy, today Sunday too. That boy preaching.
Boy, Los is in his bag, man. he's in his bag, man. Let's unpack both parts of it because he had two parts to it. First one was he was essentially saying like you got to be patient as far as a man changing because it takes a lot for a man to become the man that he is. But a lot of women get impatient, especially when things get rocky within the relationship. You know what I'm saying? You said you trusted my leadership. Those are your words, right? So now that the pressure up, I'm not seeing the trust. I'm not seeing this, right? So because of that, that's going to make me look inward. That's going to make me stop being so inclusive and so welcoming and things of that nature because I feel like you're kind of getting in the way of what I'm doing. Do y'all feel like there's some validity to what the man had to say, man? We can speak to the trust factor first.
I'll let you go.
When the pressure is up, do you feel like a lot of women lose the trust that they say they have in their man when that pressure is up?
Yeah, they do. And it's necessarily not the man's fault, but I think especially today and what I've seen, women have been solo. And so it's hard giving up that role of doing everything on your own when you're used to it. So it's taking that step back and again, letting that man drive. You sit in the passenger seat, you see the GPS, but it's just like a natural instinct. And especially the women that were like raised the right way, the correct way, even by mom, dad, whoever, like just that family telling women, hey, you got to go get it on your own. You can't depend on a man. You can't. Which is real. You can't depend on no man. You have to feed yourself. You have to make sure you have a roof over your head. So you have to do what's best for you at all times. And so they're just used to running their program. And then you now have a man come in, which we already have just different ideologies off the rip. So it's hard for women to comprehend our thought process. Things that's real big to them are small to us. Because like, if this would have happened, girl, that's the furthest thing down from the list. I got that covered. But women, you know, it could be, you know, a tire or something, and they just losing their mind. Like, girl, go plug that shit up real quick. I'm not spending $200 for no tire. We're going to plug that shit up when we could. But a woman, I got to do this. I got to get a whole lineman. You just have a whole different view, which to their point, in certain aspects, I definitely get it because you don't want to be a woman stranded out somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. But men, we just run things different. We run things more efficiently. We just run things from like almost like a business standpoint. Like, I know the money I'm coming in. I know the money that's going to leave out. This one I'm working with. I can do this. I can't do that. Put this up. Invest this. Boom. Cut and dry, plain and simple, bland. But women need a little flavor. They need a little seasoning in their stuff. So that's just I mean, it's always compared to like working out. Like working out is boring. Taking care of your body is boring. It's a routine thing every single day. For the most part, you have to get up 30, 45 minutes. You have to eat the right stuff. Sun up to sundown. That's it. I mean, plain and simple. And if you don't, then you're not going to get the results you want.
Yep. Tried and true.
Man. Man, we creatures of habit, man. I look at it like GPS. Say we go somewhere. Us men, when we drive and we go somewhere, right? You know what I'm saying? We remember the gist of what's around the area and all that type of stuff, right? That way, like the next time you may need the GPS again, mm-hmm. right? Just to get you on the path of where you're going, then you put your phone down because you don't need it no more. Mm-hmm. After that, like third or fourth time, you know where that place at. You know what's around it. You may have not been in no other stores around that motherfucker. You just going to that one store, but you know what's all in the area.
Right.
You understand me? So we don't need the GPS. But for women, they always need their GPS up. Always. Even if they stop in there, they can be in the store a million times. They never look to the goddamn shopping center to see what's in it. Mm. They got to pull their map up. Oh, it's right across the street. Well, damn. You've been passing this area up a million times. Mm, right. You know what I'm saying? And that's what that's what he's talking about. Like, we don't, you know what I'm saying, allow ourselves to be hurt in the same way. Like, once we learn it, that's just what it is. If we fuck with it, we fuck with it. If we don't, we're going to always see it coming, all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's what most men do. Now, they do have some men that let their emotions override that. And they do other things. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Just like women, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, that's a woman's trait. They let their love and emotions, you know what I'm saying, overpower what's logic or what's really going on with their situation for a long time until they fall up out of that.
Right.
And some of them never do. You know what I'm saying? So I respected all the what he said. That everything he said was tried and true.
Yeah, I agree. I think a woman's biggest fear is just being unsafe.
That's it.
But the issue is they don't pick men according to that fear. Because if they did, then their relationships will last a lot longer. They pick men based on what feels good in the moment. And that goes back to what he said. Everything is cool when things are calm and things are going good and it's the honeymoon stage and I'm interested in you and things of that nature. And this is new and we're trying to figure each other out. Everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the pressure is on, now it comes time for me to lead. Now you're feeling unsafe and you don't trust me to do it. And why don't you trust me to do it? Because you didn't prioritize that quality in me when you chose me. And that's what a lot of women run into. And then when that situation comes and that man drops the ball in the clutch, she's looking at him like it's his fault. Looking at him like, damn, I don't know why he couldn't navigate me through these rough patches. I don't know. You know, what his mindset is, blah, blah, blah. You didn't prioritize that man being able to lead in crunch time like you should have. That should be a top priority. Because like I said, a woman's number one fear is being unsafe, whether it's financially unsafe, whether it's physically unsafe, whether it's mentally unsafe, just instability, being unsafe. If you give a woman stability in those three areas, she'll love you forever. But like I said, as a woman, you got to prioritize that. I need to make sure that leadership is at the top of the totem pole when I'm picking my man, not how good the sex is, not his status, not how much money he has. And that's what a lot of women prioritize, how he makes me feel. I know he don't know how to change the tire, but he makes me feel good. I know if something go wrong in this house, the water heater go out, he don't know what the hell to do, but he makes me feel good, though. I know if somebody break in this house, he might bitch up and run faster than I will. But he makes me feel good, though. So I'm going to entertain
him. Sex slapping.
I'm going to entertain him. I'm going to have sex with him. I'm going to have kids with him. So again, man, it's just about priority. And that's what bro was saying. He was like, basically, you know, when the pressure get up, you don't trust your man. The reason that they don't trust a man is because they didn't pick him according to his ability to lead. And that's where a lot of women go wrong at. As far as men's routines, you know, we say all the time, a man is in love with his routine. A lot of times more than he's in love with his woman, if we're going to be honest here. And that's why when the relationship ends, he's not necessarily mourning the woman. He's mourning his routine is being broken now. Because of the area that you fit into my life. Now you're gone. Now it's a void there. Now I got to make adjustments. I got to change things around. A lot of times that's what a man is mourning more so than his woman. A man is in love with his routine. We like things that we're familiar with. A man going to drive the same way to work every morning. A man going to eat the same thing for breakfast every morning. A man going to drink the same liquor every time he drink liquor. He's going to smoke the same pack of cigarettes every time he smokes cigarettes. A man likes routine. He's going to root for the same football team he was rooting for as he was 10 years old. The same basketball team as he was 10 years old. He go to the same barber he's been going to for 20 years. A man loves his routine.
You don't switch up. I'm sorry.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Different mutation every other month.
That's just real. You know what I'm saying? His friend group is going to be the same. Generally, for 10, 15, 20 years. Women, not so much. Right? So when he's saying that give a man grace when it comes time for you to try to change something in him, you got to understand how in love that man is with his routine. He needs time to come out of that. He needs time to mourn that old routine and to change into what, you know, hopefully is more productive for him to be. And a lot of women don't give men that grace. And they just wondering why we can't just drop things at the drop of a dime and switch gears the way they can. Well, again, going back to what Bronham said, we not wired like y'all. So y'all got to adjust y'all expectations. The same way we got to adjust our expectations when we want you to do things. And you like, damn, why she ain't? Her mind don't work like ours. Our mind don't work like y'all's. You got to give us that grace or else you're going to be single forever.
And then really quick, going back to the part when he was saying not being hurt a certain way again, that shit is 1,000% facts.
Yep.
Because all it takes is one time, like he said. And with men, there's just a certain, like, it's like a threshold that we have in order to keep our emotions in order.
Right.
And once you pass that threshold or inflict that type of pain on me, I'm done. And you, and it goes for you and anybody else that's just like you. And I'm going to be able to now pick up on it way earlier. And when I'm going through the process, it may be like a few months in, I'm like, yup, I've been waiting for it. That's it right there. I'm good. We ain't got to go any further.
I see it coming.
Because I know where it's going. And so that's why sometimes men be so hard on themselves, especially if they were to get a divorce or just relationships end, period, because he thought he figured it out this time. Like I said before, men take this shit serious. To call somebody my woman, just you and only you, and I'm proud of you. I don't care who in my DMs. I don't care who I see out. I'm not looking any other type of way. I'm looking at my woman. I'm not thinking about nobody else but my woman. And when you break that, all the trust, it's hell for everybody else. That's why it takes so long to rebound. That's why men kind of go through these cycles, even though they shouldn't. They just go through these cycles where it's like, all right, well, if you here, then I'm just going to get what I got to get and I'm gone. It ain't right, but that's the way men tend to deal with it because of the betrayal by someone that so-called loved them. And then you start dealing with women who in relationships.
Oh, man.
So then it's like, I really can't trust nobody.
Right.
Because not only did this person betray me, now this person is willingly, a lot of times, it's them too, initiating it. Mm-hmm. This woman in relationship initiating things with me, and she's supposed to have a man that she so-called love. And so now my mind is tainted. Now anybody I date, I'm be like, okay, when it gets hard, like he said, when it gets boring, will you still trust me?
Right.
Are you going to want to step out and start seeing other people because right now the process is boring? Not knowing we just a year or two off from our goal, busting out this bubble, and stuff just going to be pouring in.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all never want to wait around that long.
Oh, man. Well said, fellas. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. Speaking of peace, man, and why women won't necessarily give their man peace that they ask for. I'm going to play this clip, see what y'all think about it.
Every man wants peace from his woman. But a lot of men don't understand that peace is a byproduct of clarity. Like, when your woman doesn't have clarity about the position she holds in your life, if she doesn't have clarity about the level of commitment that you have towards her, towards your family, she's going to produce chaos. So if you want peace in your household, you got to give clarity. And ladies, I hope you didn't cut this video off too soon, because for some of y'all, it doesn't matter how much clarity you have, chaos is your default. Because you were raised in chaotic households. You experienced chaotic relationships in the past. So when things are too peaceful, you purposely create chaos. And I'm not coming at you for doing that. I'm simply saying there comes a point where you have to take accountability and start to take the steps to change that.
That's crazy. I feel like that was like a further, that was like a 1B of what Carlos was just saying. Mm-hmm. He just dived a little bit deep into it.
Elaborate.
I feel like we've talked about it a few times, just for some reason, and I think it's going back to how people just were raised in general. Just the chaos to them is normal. That's what they can operate in.
It's fucking crazy.
Stability is too boring. Stability for them is almost, it seems unpredictable. Because it's boring, it's like, I need the next high. It can't just be constant. I can't be constant. I have to have an up. I have to have a down. I got to have some drama in my life. It's like they just have to have it. When people who have structure and who have peace in their life, everything's under control. Like, there is nothing extra. We're not in nobody's business. We're not trying to fight nobody. We're not like in just drama for no reason. We're doing things we need to do, taking care of our people, loving our people, and going about our business.
Right.
Like, nothing more, nothing less. But again, that's boring.
Man, chaos is the new calm, and calm is the new chaos in our generation, bro. For real. Like, if it ain't chaotic, nah, it ain't calm enough around here. You know what I'm saying? If it's too calm, it's chaotic. What the fuck is he or she doing? You understand me? And I just don't understand that, bro. I will never get that. Like, that just... I hate to say it, but the slave mentality, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody other side watching, everybody want what's in everybody else's hand. All that type of shit, bro. You understand me? That's why it's all these women competing for, like, goddamn 2% of men. Everybody want the same things. You understand me? And as soon as they get out the rabbit race of this shit, as soon as they step out of line, and they're like, look, I'm done chasing this. Nah, they find the man of their dreams that's just been sitting there. And what's cold is the dude that's the man of their dreams that was just sitting there, he may already have a family already. You understand? So you got out of line too late. And we see it all the... This life is crazy, man. This life is crazy. If it ain't chaotic these days, bro, like, that's all I hear in the music. That's all I see in the women, bro. That's all I see in the... If it ain't chaotic, nah, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? If it don't look lit enough, because, you know, they think the chaotic shit is the lit shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if it ain't that, nah. What? You go to work and go home.
You bum tip.
Nah, this nigga boring. So what? You got some money. You understand me? And then bam, the other side, he look lit as hell. You hear me? Lit as hell. Got the fake Gucci belt on, fake wallet. You understand me? Look like he doing his thing. Sleeping on mom's couch. You understand me? But he lit to her though. He lit. Oh yeah, I need to have a baby with him. Yeah, he gonna be something. And then as soon as you had that baby, y'all don't speak again. And they just repeat in that cycle, bro. It's always that cycle, bro. Always. And then it's men ain't shit. Maybe you ain't shit. Maybe you ain't shit. That's how I be looking at it, bro. Like,
when I see shit, I'd be like, all right, I ain't doing that. That ain't gonna work for me. That ain't work for them. And look, people be falling off like wet wigs when they do that. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. You understand me? But women are always see that woman fall off like a wet wig, and she's like, oh, nah, I can be better.
Yeah,
than that
can't be me.
Let me go accept the challenge. She failed at the boss. I'm gonna beat the boss, and then she go over there and fail. It's crazy, bro. Like. I just don't understand it, bro. You didn't see 1,000 women down this mountain playing with Ricky. You know what I'm saying? You didn't see 1,000 of them down with Ricky. And you think you the one that can beat Ricky, that can tame Ricky ass. And Ricky let your ass come up that mountain thinking you about to chain him down. And the moment you get close, he chew your ass up and do just like, wah, drop your head now back to hell. And now all niggas ain't shit. It's cold.
It's a cold game.
It's a cold game.
It's a cold game. That's why toxic niggas gonna always win.
Hey, man.
You knew better.
Hey, man, if you ain't toxic, you ain't calm enough. And if you calm, you ain't toxic enough. That's just...
That's the game.
And it's no middle ground.
You feel it with everything. It's content, it's music, bro, it's everywhere.
It's no middle ground. If you in the middle ground, you got nothing in this game of life right now. Living life in this era right now, if you a nigga that go work, stand up citizen, all that type of shit, bro, the woman that you want will never look at you. Never look at you, bro. You understand me? Odds is y'all ain't living in the same state. Something. You understand me? But if you just want to just, hey, you just want to just live life free, you understand me? Make it look like you doing something. Like Drake say, splitting 5 bottles with splitting 1 bottle with 5 of the bros.
Right.
They on you. They on you, bro. You can get one that night to come home with you, bro.
Sadly.
Yeah. Sadly,
that's
bro.
That's true. That's a crazy point.
You understand me? You got $2 in the bank account, and that's for some Swisses at the store. And you hoping that she got some weed. That's what these niggas be doing. That's what they be doing. And chicks be cool with that. Oh, you got the guard, I got the weed. Hey. And now you trapped for 10 years. You done had 2 kids with this nigga. And you don't know what a 10
my
years
is. Hey, you can start a whole story about that, storyline about that nigga.
Bro.
Because even with to add to that, the woman he hoping to get the weed from got to go fuck the weed, man.
Yeah, it's a cold game. It's cold, bro.
The plot thickens.
It's cold, bro. Like, dog. If it's too chaotic, bro, it's something going on. And if it's too calm, nothing ain't going on. And they want something going on. That's how it look right now. That's how it's been for like the last, 8-9 years in this shit. And I don't see it stopping. You understand me?
We've been having less and less say.
And then now everybody needs somewhere to live. So it's about to get even more chaotic. Come on, man.
Yeah, more people getting together for the wrong reason.
You understand me? Because that rent too high. And that's the only thing keeping y'all together. Well, shit, I can't afford rent by myself. Well, shit, right. I might as well fuck him.
Right.
You understand me? Shit, I got to go to work anyway. He can watch these kids. He ain't got to work. That's the shit going on right now. And they get trapped.
I'd much rather be at home,
bro,
with parents. They try to force a relationship with a motherfucker I don't want to be with.
But I know it ain't gonna work with
bro.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think the other side of that coin, where you was talking about, you know, you gotta provide peace if you want peace. I think that's extremely pivotal. You know, it's a lot of men out here who, going back to what we said a while back, man, feel like they can live 2 lives, right? I can be outside doing what I want to do, and I can come home and snap into the man that I need to be for my household, even though I'm outside wilding and doing things that are unproductive to what it is that I'm trying to build. And that speaks to the clarity that he's talking about. You told that woman that she was your woman. You told that woman that y'all was trying to build something long-term. Y'all want to have kids. I want a legacy. All of these things, and then you're outside and you're not moving that way. So now she doesn't have clarity on the situation. Now she's going to be nagging. Now she's going to be on your ass. Now she's going to be trying to put GPS trackers on your phone and in your car to make sure you're going where you're going and things of that nature, right? Because, again, you are living 2 different lives, saying one thing, doing another. That's cognitive dissonance, and that's what you're doing, right? So with that, you can't expect peace from that woman because she doesn't have clarity on what it is that y'all are doing. And when you start moving how you're supposed to move, being where you say you're going to be, move with integrity like Smooth always talking about, and standing on your word, then you're going to notice a calm in that woman. You're going to notice a different level of trust in that woman. You're going to notice a whole lot less nagging from that woman when you're trying to go out and do this with the boys, or you're trying to head this way, head that way. Don't get me wrong, she's still going to catch a little attitude, but that's just how women are, right? But for the most part, it's not going to be destructive. It's not going to be, I don't trust what you're telling me, and now my actions are reflecting that. Why? Because she has clarity. You are a man of your word. You're doing what you say you're going to do, right? So you got to provide peace to get it. And a lot of men and people in general feel like, I don't necessarily got to provide peace, and I still expect it anyway. Good luck with that.
Hell no. Yeah, we just want to reiterate again. Mm-hmm. It goes back to, like you just said, doing what you said that you would do. I think that's really the bottom line with the women. And if you don't, if you can't meet it or things change, just let her know. Hey, babe, do you mind if we do this next month? Or do we mind push this back a little bit? Because we have to take care of this. We have to take care of this. And that's fine. But just, you can't just ignore it or just not follow up with the things that she requested. So that's what we want, for clarity and for that peace and reassurance. Just do what you said what you was going to do.
Yeah, I mean, women just want to see the GPS. Going back to the reference that we made earlier. They just want to see the GPS. They don't necessarily want to drive the car. They don't necessarily want to tell you where to go. I mean, they will if they feel like you don't know what you're doing. But they would rather just sit in the passenger seat. But they still want to see the GPS. And meaning a plan. You as a man moving with a plan. You as a man, you know, being inclusive as far as what your plans are and including her in it. And once she feels like she's involved, you're going to feel way less weight on your shoulders. You're going to feel way more secure within a relationship. She's going to feel more secure. She's going to be happier. She's going to be treating you better and all of these things, right? But a lot of men feel like, I can just go do it on my own. And because I know it's going to work, she should just trust in the fact that I know it's going to work.
That's true.
And just ride with it. No, just sometimes you got to explain it to her. Even if it's in the most basic terms, you ain't got to get all the way into detail, because she may not understand the detail and the nuances of why you're doing what you're doing. But she just want to feel involved. And I think once you crack that code and figure out a way to make her feel involved, the relationship is going to blossom.
Hey, but sometimes I feel like that's needed, though.
Elaborate.
Sometimes I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, you got with me for a reason.
You
know what I'm saying? You ain't standing there for nothing. Especially if I'm tried and true.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? If I'm tried and true, what you trying to look at this GPS for? Just do what I tell you to do. You're slowing us down. If I got to repeat myself twice, we going to die here. You understand me?
That come communication.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to show you the navigation, but I can't show you again.
That's all I'm saying. Once I done showed you the navigation and I done showed you I'm true to this, I'm doing this shit. Hey, bro, don't question me no more, man.
They but just that's want my reassurance. Issue, like, I'm about to say, they want just the reassurance, see, though.
But it ain't about that. Like, you got with me for a reason. If I am tried and true, you understand me? And everything I do, I make sure that the house is taken care of. I make sure you is taken care of. I make sure, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never put us at risk at nothing. You get what I'm saying? What you need to look at the navigation for? At that point, you need to relax and be like, my man got it. I don't give a fuck what's going on, Ryan. It could be a tsunami in there. I'm going to look at him. He going to say, hey, I got this shit, and I'm going to close my eyes. When I open them back up, we going to be good. Now I can see if it was a nigga that wasn't proving.
That's what I was about to get to.
If you not proving, you can't expect that from your lady.
That's all. Yeah, that's it.
You know what I'm saying? But some women, you will have a proven nigga there. Well, let me stop saying nigga. You will have a proven man there, and you don't understand, like, when to stop doing that.
Right. Okay. Now that, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Because that, bro, if a man that's tried and true and has been doing that shit for you and taking care of your life, taking care of his life, the kids' life, especially if he's taking care of kids that ain't for him, bro, stop, goddamn me, trying to control everything at every point when you know you have something great. Men get tired of that.
Yep.
We get tired of that, bro, like all the time, bro. And that's a frustrating part of not being able to communicate to you now. Because you already, every time I communicate to you, you want to see proof. This ain't no damn written exam. I'm not in English class. Let me see the sources. Yeah, I know it's a hell of a paper, but I need to see the sources. Man, get out of here.
Well,
bro,
hold on, no. I'm just going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to use this analogy. You been with your woman 15 years. and y'all do everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tight. Y'all. I mean, like I said, literally everything. She go where she's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all have each other location at all times. Your woman a good woman. Mm-hmm. She ain't never gave you reason to doubt her.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to ask, you just want to check to see if all the kids are yours. And she say, fuck no, for what? I ain't giving you any reason.
That is different.
That is a wild, that's a wild.
That's analogy. Different.
Is it?
That's a wild.
That is analogy. Different.
Because even then, let's just go down the rabbit hole with you.
Come on. Come, just
even
come with
then,
me.
Smooth is saying that you're constantly trying to look at GPS.
I know, I'm saying outside.
That's a one-off type of situation.
Yes.
You see that we've been together 15 years. I just want to see if the kid's mine. Quick check. Okay, they're mine. We back to rolling. Mm. What Smooth is saying is that I'm tried and true, which is the key word there.
I get
tried
that point. No, I get that point.
And proven. And you constantly... want to control every single detail of every move I make. And every time I got an idea, you shooting it down or you examining it and putting a bunch of red pen all through that motherfucker. No.
I get
that. I'm proven.
I get that part.
And if you don't feel happy here or you don't feel like I'm capable of doing the job, get the fuck.
Hey, that make men leave, bro. Like when you try to, I can see if you just starting off and she, I understand that. You just start your shit off or you done broke the trust in the shit.
Right. You
right. Right. There right. We go. Broke the trust. Yeah.
You done broke the trust or y'all just starting y'all shit off. I can understand her always wanting to put her goddamn energy over it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But if you a tried and true man, bro, I'm telling you ladies, if you got a tried and true man, bro, and he does just about it because no one's perfect. No mm-hmm. one's perfect. Mm-hmm. He does just about everything that you require from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the example that you want your kids to grow up to be a form of. Stop testing this man. Stop questioning this man. Whatever he tell you, roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because everything that he's thinking about will never put you or your family in danger. Of losing anything, none of that type of stuff. And if it is on that type of level, he is going to come to you and tell you, hey, babe, this is what we facing. This is what's going on. This is the result of this. This is how it happened. He going to give you the whole outline. You ain't even got to do that. He going to give you the whole outline when shit like that is going on. But to do it for every single thing, bro, that is tiresome to a man that's tried and true.
And also, I think you got to let a man make his mistakes.
That's it.
Because the thing about it is, man, it ain't nothing that you're going to be able to tell him that he ain't told himself 100 times worse if it goes wrong.
Facts.
Because we don't like failing in general, but let alone failing when our whole family depends on our decision making, right? So we're going to beat ourselves up about it. We're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to examine everything that went wrong. We're going to whatever. So, you know, you don't have to do that. It goes back to trusting that man's leadership. Part of trusting his leadership is trusting the fact that he may fail, but he's going to rebound and climb back up from it to make better decisions going forward. That's what that trust is as well. I'm not trusting him to get everything 100% right. It's impossible. Nobody does. The greatest leader in the world has made wrong estimations and made mistakes before. That's just what it is, right? But that trust comes from letting that man make the mistakes and ensuring in the fact that he's going to learn from it and he's going to make better decisions going forward. Now, if he keeps making the same mistakes over and over and over again, that's something different. Now we got to interject, hey, baby, you might want to consider doing it this way or doing it that way. But if he makes the mistake and you bite his head off, now, just going back to what Carlos saying, now I'm going to protect myself mm-hmm. going forward. I'm looking out for myself going mm-hmm. forward instead of us. Right, so again, man, that's a very pivotal part. And a lot of women, just like O said before, used to lead and used to making all the decisions. So it's just muscle memory to jump in there, especially if you're going in an alternate route on that GPS that I'm not used to seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's muscle memory. It's, whoa, baby, no, make the left at the light. Whoa, baby, make the left. Mm-hmm. And that right there is the wrong thing to do to a man. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, it all ties back in. But at the end of the day, it's about trust, one. And two, it's about picking a man capable of leading. And then you're going to be way less willing to reach for that steering wheel. That's just my thoughts on it. All right, man, on that note, we're going to go ahead on and get into advice column. You see where we are.
No anonymous. I'm not asking. Matter of fact,
As a matter of fact, this shit is over with. Hold on. Let me make sure I ain't read it before. All right, this from Derek, Patreon.
What's cracking, Derek? What's cracking?
tell you about my brother, the Wolf. All right, say what's up, crew? I need some advice on my strain. Oh, wait, never mind, never mind.
Damn.
We read that one already. We read that one already. Oh.
Says yeah, yeah. Wasn't supposed to.
My bad, my bad, my bad. Nah, we definitely covered that. I don't know why they don't do whatchamacallit. Oh, the applause still going. They just still clapping. But we're going to move on to the next one, man. It's from Adrian, Patreon.
Cracking. What's cracking, eh?
God damn. All right, my boy Adrian says, first and foremost, oh, congratulations on a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Both a happy and healthy life together. As for the advice, I cut it off with old girl I work with. So I heard y'all's advice and realized it wasn't really worth my time and energy any longer. I started having stupid fights over dumb stuff, and it just became too much to want to deal with. That being said, what should my next move be? Do I head out and start scouting to rebuild the roster while taking care of my priorities, or should I not even entertain anyone right now and take care of my money and mind my mind without any interaction? So, as you know, things like getting that new car and working to move into that new apartment and bettering myself mentally, getting back into neutral. So I appreciate the feedback. Keep the pause coming. Yeah, so bro had recently, remember he wrote us about it, he was messing with his coworker. Mm-hmm. He was wondering whether or not to, you know what I'm saying? So he basically saying that thing fell through. It crashed just like we said it was going to crash. And now he's at the point now, should I start building his roster back or should I just focus on me for a little minute? How should he move going from that point?
Oh, man. I don't know too much about him, man. I don't know, like, his financial status. I don't know how he's living. If you live in their mom's house, leave that alone. Go get some money.
So you do.
Go get some money. But if you already by yourself, bro, you understand me? I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. Like, if you want to be married one day and all this type of shit, bro, you want to entertain a woman one day and all that type of shit, you might as well do it now because you're gonna have to learn how to juggle this shit. You know what I'm saying? Your woman will be a distraction in the first beginning of your lives together and all that type of shit because you're going to have to learn to separate your relationship from your hustle. You know what I'm saying? And there's no better practice than doing it right now. But that's if you got your shit together. You got your own apartment on call and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Then you 24 too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
24 years old.
Yeah, in my opinion, you in danger age right now. You in danger, hey, boy. Hey, 24, boys, boy. If you stumble up on some money, boy, you might not be married until you're 34. It's just real. It's just real, dog. It's hard to find somebody dedicated to you for you.
Especially at that age.
You understand me? But at that age, you can find somebody. You understand? Because you ain't got no bread. You understand me? Like you just starting your journey and this shit.
But even still, they going to try to, they still out living their life. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true. Why I be but up you going to make the mistake. You going to make the mistakes, bro. Same thing with your girl. Y'all going to make the mistakes, bro. Like, no one's perfect. I hate when people be trying to just be this perfect image of shit, bro. You got to go into this shit understanding everybody's flawed. Now, whatever your threshold on the flawed part is, that's what you need to stick to your guns on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people can deal with cheating and stay rocking. Some people can't. Some people can deal with somebody with strong emotions. Some people can't. It's just depending on your own personal threshold. That's all I'm telling you, bro. You understand me? Once you got that shit together and you start rocking with somebody, if you do it before you got some money, bro, I promise you, bro, it's gonna feel 10 times better. Because when you doing it and you got some bread, go talk to the men out here that got some money and that single, bro, and they in their 30s, they in their 40s. Ask them how hard it is to trust a woman. You understand me? Because it's very hard to hide that you got some money. You're going to buy something. You're going to buy a nice-ass car, or you're going to buy you're going to be in an apartment in a really, really nice area. Women ain't stupid. You understand me? If you say you got you an apartment off West Thomas, everybody in Houston know you got some money. You understand me? People, you buy the apartment in Bel Air, people know you got some money. That's just real.
Right.
You understand me? That's just how it works. So I'm telling you, bro, if you can find your partner right now, if you got your own crib and own shit going, you understand me? It'll be better for you, bro. Because if you do it and you get some bread, you're going to be looking at people. No matter how great that woman is to you, you're going to be looking at it like, is she here for me or for what I can do? You get what I'm saying? Because all men, when we make our money, we most of the time we give it to women. We don't give it to our friends. You understand me? We don't give it to our fathers and mothers and all. We give it to our woman. You understand me? And if you can provide an abundant life for said woman, that's how most men look at it when you get some bread, bro. Is she here for me or for what I can do? Because you can't hide that.
Yeah, I agree. I think right now, especially after a situation like that, man, you just want to focus on yourself right now as far as getting your bag, getting everything situated, man, because when all your stuff is in line, you make better decisions. And more importantly, you make decisions for the right reasons.
Yep.
But when you're not settled, when you're not where you need to be, it's impossible for you to be the man that you need to be for another woman, right? Because men do not focus well when our finances are not right. We don't focus well when our living situation is not stable. And that's just what it is. And you're 24, which means you got about a year left before the excuses run out. That's what that age entitles. Now, I remember when you first rolled in, you was like 21 or something. You was working on your real estate license and all of that. Now, see, that's the age to where you still got some, you know, you got excuses. I'm young. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to whatever, whatever. But now you're 24. Once you're about 25, 26, excuses over with. You need to be well within what it is that you are working toward career-wise. So, yeah, that should be first priority. As far as the roster is going to build itself once you start knocking down the accomplishments that you need to knock down. The women is going to come with the success. It's just part of the game. You start making more money, you're going to start dressing better, you're going to start being fly, you're going to start driving better, living better, things of that nature. And women can sense that. They can feel it on, they can smell it on you just by how you carry yourself. So prioritizing women over you getting yourself situated should never be the answer, ever. You get yourself situated first, and the women is going to come every single time, I promise you. So that's how you need to be moving. And forget old girl, man. We told you to leave that alone. You didn't listen. Mm-hmm. But
stay in the gym, too. Yeah. That adds a little couple extra points to you. I ain't saying you got to be goddamn muscle man and, mm-hmm. you know, you trying to compete, shit like that. But just nice physique, you know what I'm saying? Get your arms just straight, you know, especially when you're 24. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to be outside and wear things that kind of show off, you know, your physique and stuff. So, you know, and take care of yourself, too.
Stop, man. Next one, we're going to get into it. This is from an anonymous Patreon member.
Tomatoes.
Put it in the first sentence. People are taking no chances in this bitch.
Good job.
Said, I know this question is long, but please help us out. To refresh your memory, I am the photographer that Smooth advised to let my faithful husband of 13 years have a fourth child with another woman because I didn't want to have a fourth child. Trill's advice didn't co-sign the outside baby, but said my husband was correct for standing on his square and not compromising his vision for the life that he had since he was 15. Mm-hmm. I hope that refreshes your memory. Fast forward to the present, we had our final rainbow baby after a terrible miscarriage that led to me having a DNC, which is a surgical abortion. So OT, you were correct about the health risks that both Smooth and Trill called BS on. I want advice on how to approach the subject of talking to my husband of 13 years about his sense of responsibility in the home and our marriage. My husband is a Scrum Master Engineer, pardon me. He works from 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday at home. I am a work-from-home mom with a primary responsibility of managing our home and children who are 12 years old, 6 years old, 3 years old, and 3 months now. And I shoot weddings and senior portraits twice a month on the weekends.
Yep, I remember that.
We share that idea that I should be responsible for the children during his work schedule and before and after work. We should share the responsibility of parenting and household responsibilities. Lately, this has yet to happen since the beginning of the pandemic. My husband will stay up way too late at night, sometimes as late as 3 a.m., gaming, watching TV, or just BSing around in his man cave, and then will come to bed and most times try to wake me up to have sex. When I refuse, he won't wake up until 10 minutes before he has to log in for work or on the weekend whenever he feels like getting up in a horrible, impatient mood. These actions will continue every day for weeks until I cave. I don't mind him being a night owl. He has always been one. I fully understand that insomnia is a real thing, especially for a software engineer that codes all day. If I go down a rabbit hole on TikTok or binge on a Netflix show into the wee hours of the morning, I'm still expected to wake up and get the kids ready for school at 5:30 or 6 a.m. on the weekends to supervise them. I don't feel like our parenting relationship and responsibility are equitable, and I'm beginning to resent him greatly. Before Smooth goes off and says we are not equal, equal and equitability are two different things.
That is a fact.
We have had this conversation throughout our marriage, and it never results in a permanent solution. He always replies, quote unquote, if your business overwhelms you, stop. Say, I make plenty of money to cover our family, but it is not my business that overwhelms me. It is the fact that I live with five messy people that are blind to chores, hungry, and needy all the effing time. It is the fact that I have to wait for sex until you decide to put the game controller down and come to bed, or be woken out of my dead sleep to be used as a masturbation tool to get you off. But not me. If I say not tonight, I should only turn and deal with your negative, impatient mood for the next 48 hours until you return to work. If I refuse your early morning advancements, it is the fact that you wanted all these children and you are not helping when you are off work. It is the fact the 2 weekends I do go to work, I have to prep and plan like I'm leaving the kids with a teenage sitter who is only capable of keeping the kids alive, not fed, not happy, nor is the house as clean as I left it. I can't get him to understand that. Just because he pays for the house bills, mortgage, utilities, groceries, and insurance, he doesn't pay for all our home and family needs, like clothes, repairs, kids' sports, random spending. I contribute financially as well to our household. I shouldn't have to be the sole parent responsible for the mental and physical raising of our four children. My male therapist suggested that I shut my photography studio down to focus on this season of motherhood and marriage, but I don't see how that helps because I have no help and feel overwhelmed by my husband. Thanks.
She wrote us a novel.
Protect yourself. Whoo. Protect yourself. I was in your position, I'd have left. I'd have been gone.
Let me see that being. That was about 5 minutes of reading.
Yeah, I'd have left, bro.
I'm tired reading.
You mean tell me?
You know what the advice is.
I can read.
Bro, you mean tell me she can work and she got to do everything for the kids and all he do is sit at home?
Unless she give him the sex, then he.
But he sit at home and work. Nah, bro. Nah, I'm out, man. I'm out. I'd have threw that whole relationship away. Because you got to realize how he's thinking is, I take care of everything financially. You're going to do everything else. You understand me? That's how he thinking. So, nah. Protect yourself. Get out of there. You understand me? Or threaten the situation to get out of. Because I think she do make enough money to take care of herself.
Yeah, she made like $200,000 or something.
You understand? Man, you make enough money to do everything by yourself. Right now, he is in the midst of you need him financially. And that's this, how he responded to you.
It's hard for me to empathize. And this is why. I gotta stand on my square, what I told you initially. Y'all on the fourth child, is this?
Yeah.
One child is 12. One child is six. Three months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That means you've seen his parenting style for 12 years. Seen it for 6 years before the second child came. And you wanted to have three more kids with him. And now that his parenting style...
No, she wanted to have two. The last one was forced.
Okay, so you wanted to have two more kids with him after you seen 6 years of his parenting style. And then now that these extra kids are here and his parenting style is the same as it was when y'all had your first kid, now you have a problem with it. It's hard for me to empathize with that.
That is true.
Because most people, parenting style don't change. If you are an active parent, you're going to be an active parent right out the gate, and you're going to be an active parent for the third and fourth child, however many children you got. That's just your style of parenting. That's just what it is. But if you are a hands-off parent with a traditional mindset, which would sound like he has, he's offered for you to quit your businesses and I'll pay for everything. I just want you to stay home and take care of the children. That's not a mindset that just happens after the fourth child. His mindset has always been this way. Right? But you wanted to be with him anyway. And now that he's exercising this mindset, he makes enough money now to where he can cover everything. And you don't want to be a traditional woman. You don't. Because that's what traditional women did, right? Not work, stay home, take care of the house, take care of the kids. Now, it would be different if he's saying, nah, I need you to keep going to work and making that money. But when we get home, I need you to take care of all of these kids. No, the man's giving you out. But you don't want to take it. Because you don't want to be a traditional woman. And I got to ask, why did it take 3 or 4 kids for you to figure that out?
That is a fact.
That's all I'm saying.
On top of that, it seemed like she don't trust his decisions.
Of course not.
Real talk.
Because
he told you from the gate. I remember her story. He told you from the gate years ago.
Five kids, huh?
What he wanted, how he wanted it, and all that. And he set it up for you. He set it up. The only thing you didn't know, and what he didn't know, what was going to be his parenting style. That's the only thing y'all didn't know. and he gave you a sample size of 6 years, you are right.
This is real.
He gave you a sampling style for 3 years. Well, 6 years. And you didn't take the signs.
And y'all had another one, and he gave you 3 more years of sample size, and then you had another one. And then he got, it's just, he gave you 3 more years after the other one, and y'all had another one 3 years later. Yeah. So, I mean, we got.
Yeah.
We got 9 years of parenting.
So, it ain't no renegotiating that. For real, for real. We keeping it a bean?
That's what you signed up for.
Yeah, y'all, it ain't no renegotiating that. You either gonna stick it out because you know what it is and what you signed up for, and he told you to your face what it was gonna be, or you gonna leave because now you feel like you grew up now. You understand me? You and your adult mindset of how you see things and how you want things to be ran, how you feel your man should be, and all that type of thing. He will never be that.
The thing is, good luck trying to lead a man and go out here with 4 kids.
That is true.
To try to find a man who doesn't want to take care of the whole family like he wants to do. Because that's just honest. More men in this era don't want to be traditional than who do. That's just what it is, right? So when we out there dating, and don't get me wrong, we already know what type of man that women want. You want a successful man who's making good money, nice car, nice house, preferably no kids, all of this. That type of man, more times than not, is not going to be willing to sign up for somebody with 4 kids. It's just not. That's just honest.
Because he's thinking about his own. He wants
exactly.
to have his own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you didn't want to have the last kid. So you damn sure not going to have no kids with him. So again, this is a situation that you got yourself in. Now, I'm not saying if you miserable, then I'm not saying, hey, you stay miserable until you. But I can't empathize all the way because you had a big enough sample size to get out of there before it got to where it needed to be. This man sounds like he had a traditional mindset from the door. I want 4 or 5 kids. What modern man do you hear today say, nah, I need 4, 5, 6 kids. I just... No, that's a traditional man. Because back then they was having all them kids. 9, 10 kids, 12 kids. Crazy numbers back in the day. Modern men don't want that, right? But when you get with this man and he say that should, again, if you vetting and you paying enough attention to things, this man is traditional. And he keeps trying to get me to leave my job and so he can pay for everything. He's traditional.
Yeah.
If I don't want to be a traditional woman, what the fuck am I doing there with him? And why does it take 3 kids? Or 4 now, for me to realize this, that I don't want to be a traditional woman. If you can give me an answer to that, then I will bend on what I said. Yeah, but right now, that shit don't make sense.
Because going from 200, I think that's what she was making, right?
Yeah, 200.
200 plus. To nothing, and depending on him to give you money, not only for the career, but for yourself.
Yes. She makes
200.
Yeah,
she makes a lot of money.
I don't know if it's 200.
He makes.
I remember he make
185. Yeah, she make more than him because she got a regular job and then she got the photo the business on the side. She make more money than he do, but he in a position now to because I think at first he was working toward that position or whatever. But he in a position now to where he can afford to take care of everything. Mm-hmm. But that was always his goal to have all them kids. Mm-hmm. And if you thought you was going to be able to just keep being this woman out here working and doing your thing with 4 or 5 kids, it's just
okay.
It's
okay.
Not realistic.
So, yeah. But okay, let's speak to this though. What about she said that? Where is that? She was talking about the house being dirty. Mm-hmm. She feel like 5 people, everybody in the house just dirty, just filthy.
Because you got to realize, like with the traditional shit, the man don't do none of that, bro.
Correct.
And the sex.
Yeah,
he said it's the fact that I have to wait for sex until you decide to put the controller down and come to bed or be woke out of my. So I'm saying, but is that okay in a relationship?
If in a traditional relationship,
that's what it is, bro.
So y'all telling me that that's okay?
In a traditional thing, the man controls everything, every inch of it. He controls.
You are his property in a traditional relationship.
And I guarantee you, before she had that 4th kid, when she had that 3rd kid, that wasn't a problem.
But is that
she
right?
She didn't mention that.
Is that right?
In my opinion, I wouldn't run my relationship like
that's
that.
That's not
but
for
that
us to
ain't,
say.
That ain't for me to say. That's,
I can't
that's
say what's
her
right
shit.
Or wrong.
Because she been in it, what?
At least 12.
She at least so probably 15 14. Years at least 14. At least 14 years she been dealing with this man, and that's been his mindset, his goal, and all that type of stuff. And he put the work in to have it. And she stood right there and was, and was happy with it.
Make it damn near $200,000.
So now, and she met him when she when they both was young.
Mm-hmm. They're both
so
young.
So her mindset was like, oh, he going to get some money. Woo, woo, and you know how it go. And she got happy when he got his first job. He got his degree and all that type of shit. They moving together. They had a kid and all that. And now they start growing. And when her mindset of, like, she started getting some money, she became a grown woman and all that type of stuff. Now it's getting tiresome to run behind kids by yourself and to be on every beck and command for your man. You get what I'm saying? Like, that is tiresome for her. Plus, she works. So she's not a traditional woman, but she married a traditional man.
And on top of it, he said, quit your job.
Yep.
And your male counselor. Mm-hmm. Said, shut your side business down and focus on motherhood. Your family.
Yep.
But you don't want to do that. Right? So again, why are you with a traditional man if you don't want to be a traditional woman?
That is a fact.
Explain it to me, man.
That is a fact.
Or did you do what most women did? You thought you could change his mind, didn't you?
Okay. All right. Hold on, though. Time out, though. So y'all saying that traditional men didn't do anything around the house?
No,
they didn't do nothing.
No, house duty was the woman's responsibility.
Yeah. House duty and kids was the woman's responsibility. Only thing a man did was cut the grass,
take care of the car if it go bad or something like that. That is a traditional relationship.
That
electricity, if something go wrong in the house, tile in or something like that, he gonna take care of that. But as far as cleaning the house, cooking, and taking care of kids, no, a traditional man didn't do that.
He didn't do no homework with the kids. He didn't do nothing. Now, that was a plus if you got that from a traditional man. But the actual role of it was he didn't do none of that. I take out the trash, baby. I make sure the cars is clean and filled up and everything good with the whip. And I make sure this house is great. That's it.
And his plate is on the table when he get home or in the microwave waiting on him to warm up or in the oven back then.
Yeah.
Waiting on him to warm up for when he get home. He sit down, wash his hands, eat, and go take a shower.
So we got two robots, basically. That's what y'all telling me.
What you mean two robots?
Because with him, he only does XYZ. He goes to work, come home, does chores outside. He don't do nothing with the kids. He don't read to them. He don't spank them. He don't do nothing like that. That's what women do.
Nah, he probably
didn't take care of the household. Not what you saying,
man.
I'm just asking.
No.
When I see traditional, I still see a man still helping out in the house. Not saying he got to help out with the chores, but especially with the kids.
What kind of help is he helping with them?
Yeah,
elaborate on that.
Anything.
No.
Whether they talking,
he's
whether
not doing anything.
He's rearing the kids. When it's time to get your ass whooped, you going to daddy.
That's
guess
discipline.
What?
Fine.
Discipline. That's different.
That's different.
That's raising the kids.
That's a part of raising the kids.
It's a part of it. But he's not taking out clothes. He's not making sure they get in the shower. He's not cooking nothing. He's not making sure they eat their food. He's not making sure that their homework is all the way together.
We talking about traditional relationships.
Are we talking 1930?
But that's the type of man that he is.
Oh my fucking God.
Traditional.
Man. See, but you thinking
gotta
on
stop
it.
1970, 1980.
But you
no,
think, look,
1970,
listen,
1980,
yes.
Early 90s. If we're going to say traditional, that traditional looked different than 1930.
But look, listen. No, what you forgetting
so
is
we talking
he
about?
Gave her the option. Well, not even an option. He gave her the solution. Quit your jobs.
Cool.
I got everything. You know what you signed
and
up.
She don't want to do that.
She don't want to do that.
She want to keep her job.
She want to quit her job. She want to keep her job.
And she wants help from her husband.
She want him to help. That ain't been their relationship.
I agree.
Their relationship has been traditional. You take care of the kids. When I call for sex, you come through. I have my food ready when I get home. You understand me? I take care of all the bills and all that. That's been their relationship for 12, 13 years. And now she wants something different. That's what she wants. But you can't change the rules to engagement when on his end, this been tried and true.
Again, go back to what our topic we said earlier. Do you trust his leadership or do you not?
Because his leadership shows
is that
he delivered.
He's
on
doing
everything
part.
That he said he was going to deliver on, and you agreed to it in the beginning.
And that's the thing. You agreed to it begrudgingly, and that's the problem. You tried to fight him the whole way. You tried to change him the whole way. You was hoping he was going to say, okay, if I had this kid, if I do what he wanted, hopefully I can turn him into a modern man. He don't want to be a modern man. He want to be a traditional man. And he told you that from the gate. You said, okay, baby, it's cool, hoping that you could change him. You can't change him. Now it's a problem. And you're four kids in.
Because obviously, he don't have no disrespect problems. He don't call out her name. He don't beat on her, none of that type of shit. She not dealing with none of them. All she dealing with is he don't want to help with the kids around the house. That's not his position. And he showed you that from the beginning. He told you that from the beginning. His actions in getting the job to take care and provide for five kids, including you, has showed you that. You will never change that man. You will never get that up about that man, because his situation and what he said he wanted is tried and true. Why are you trying to look at the GPS and why are you trying to change it?
I don't like it though.
Hey, that nigga needs to start helping. I can't say I don't agree with it because I'm not him.
That nigga needs to start helping.
You understand me?
Your wife feel like she's drowning. No. Even though she could quit.
That's what you signed up for. No, you signed up for that.
She signed up for that.
I told you.
But that nigga
quit
can
your
help
job
too.
And focus on this. You know, that's like us looking at somebody in a polyamorous relationship and saying, y'all relationship style is wrong.
Yes. Yes.
You can't say that. That's not your relationship. They don't have your beliefs.
And so they've been telling married you that 12 years.
Right. You can't look at a motherfucking polyamorous say, no, that's not right. That's wrong. You shouldn't be able to have multiple women and them just be loyal to you. You that need to nigga. Be open to him hey, and have another man too.
No. Listen, oh, and no. that's like the first wife saying, I don't want to be in a poly relationship, but I want to stay with you, so I don't want you in a poly relationship. It don't work like that. We've been in this shit 12 years. What are you talking about?
Four kids deep.
You know
that nigga
saying?
Needs to be helping. There's no reason why. Bro. You work
in your
Monday,
opinion, yes.
You work Monday
but
through
for
Thursday,
how they relationship
9 to 5.
Is, bro, she agreed to that.
Plenty of time. He's a grown kid.
Oh, no, he's not, bro.
All he want to do. I'm not saying what he's doing is wrong, but at the same
you
time,
are.
You
yes
in the household.
Are.
You said you call him a kid.
Yes, you
bro.
Are.
You in the household. Yeah. All you want to do is just pay the bills and just sit back. That's it.
Like that's niggas been doing for hundreds of years?
Yeah.
Thousands of years?
He gave it a luxury of life. That's what he said.
I'm not a traditional man.
I'm not a traditional man.
And I told my girl from the door, I'm not a traditional man.
I'm not that. I told her that from the door. Baby, you're going to work. You're going to protect yourself. You get what I'm saying?
When did he say he wanted to be a traditional baby?
When he said I wanted six kids and I want you to quit your job. That's when he said it.
Nah, he said
not only did he say
it, I am saying it for
that shit, man.
I heard him say it, so he ain't saying
it. Hey, baby. Look.
We love you, baby. This not to tear you down. It's not none of that.
None of that.
But we got to take accountability when it's time to take accountability. You chose that lifestyle. That man was a traditional man when you met him.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to be a traditional woman, you should have walked.
Yep. Well, you better tell
that. If I'm you, I'm walking.
You better tell that 12-year-old.
Because it sound like I was saying at the beginning before B brought that situation up, it sound like you will never be that now.
Ever.
You will never be
ever.
That.
You better tell the 12-year-old they got responsibilities now.
You understand
that's crazy.
They
got to
earn
crazy.
Their keep.
That ain't how.
Want to play video games.
But that ain't how traditional work.
Because mommy want to work two jobs instead of quitting them.
Yes,
both.
That's real. That ain't how
that's
traditional.
The
woman waits on you and the kids hand and feet. She keeps the house clean. She makes sure the kids are clean and all that type of stuff until they get
and
out
they,
the household.
They want more value outside of that. They don't want to be defined by that role.
Then why you with a traditional man?
That's what it is. Why does she agree to it?
She won't be defined to just that. Like she feels that she can be more.
She can because she making the 200. She got her own career and all that type of stuff. But you got to realize the man that she with don't require you to be that. And he didn't require you to be that from the jump. You understand me? It ain't like it just suddenly changed. No, he told you what he wanted. He told you how he was going to do it. He gave you the navigation. And you agreed to it. He took it from you. And then you start doing other things around the navigation. And you thought you was going to be able to change the address.
Yep.
And it didn't work like that.
And you failed.
And now you resent him for that. And he's sitting up there like, hey, this is what it's going to be.
That's not right, man.
It's how it's always been.
That's it. So now you can't change that, baby.
Four kids deep.
You can't change that. You either gonna you either gonna deal with it or you gonna leave. That's the only two options you have in that. You will never change that man's mind. Because everything that he told you, he delivered on. He delivered on. You get what I'm saying? So
and if you didn't want to follow his leadership, you should have left.
At first she agreed to it, but now it's a lot.
because she mm-hmm. have her, she have a job. She's waiting on kids' hands and feet. She feels like a sex tool. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like all this is playing in her psyche now. So now she on some, man, look.
And the thing is, bro, is that if and this is where I would have to put him on the damn interrogation room. If he said, hey, I just want to have one kid, and that's it. And y'all had the one kid, the 12-year-old, mm-hmm. and you kept working your job, and it was comfortable for you, obviously, mm-hmm. right? Because you kept having them, mm-hmm. right? So it was comfortable for you. And he said, you know, from the start of the relationship, I just want to have one kid. And y'all agree to that. And then when y'all get in the midst of it, well, you know what, baby? I want to have three more.
That's different.
Then he's wrong.
Yes.
You 1,000% wrong. But that man said from the gate, I like want four, five kids.
Yeah. Yep.
So now that the four kids is here, and you complaining about things being hard, why did you agree to the four kids if you didn't plan on quitting your job and being a mother to them?
Yep.
She agreed to three.
She agreed to be a mother, but she just wants the help now. That ain't how it works. He told you exactly how it was going to work, and he delivered. And now you want to change the rules to engagement. It's not working.
And also, it would be different if he said, no, I need you to keep working that job.
Yeah, yeah.
To make sure that money coming in.
Yeah.
And I need you to, when you get to this house, oh, mm-hmm. you know, the kids clean the house, that's all you do. I need you to keep that job.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quit the job, I got us. Baby, don't worry about it. I just need you to take care of the house, take
quit
care of the kids.
Quit everything. It. I got the money.
And she didn't get one excuse as to why she didn't want to quit. Mm-hmm. She didn't get one excuse for that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long-ass paragraph, but I didn't see one piece that say why I don't want to quit this job that my man is offering me to. She said, I don't want to do it. Even though my man's telling me to do it, and the counselor that we going to see is telling me to quit it. She didn't get one reason, and I read about 4 or 5 paragraphs. I didn't see one line in there that said why you don't want to quit this job.
Everybody say they want something. For you. This is a prime example.
The defense
women
rules.
Say they want something and they sign up for it.
It's a cold
but
game.
When you win it.
Different ball game, man.
Different ball game when you going through them motions with that man, right? Amen. And what's crazy is this is a man.
Don't try to run for you. Hey,
what's crazy is she say he played a game and all that. They got women out here where they man play a game, don't even go to work.
Right.
Don't even have a fucking car, but he got a PS5. He got a goddamn a gaming PC in there that's 2,000. Don't even have a car.
Oh.
But now, you know what I'm saying, you complain about a man that work his ass off.
But he ain't giving
bringing home dick. 200 and he played a game.
But he ain't giving dick.
Hey, he give dick on his time. That's the way a traditional thing is set up. That's the way it's set up, bro. He give out dick on his time, and she don't fuck with that.
Well, if you wanted that bad, go get it. Because I'm pretty sure you paused that game. You come in there and unzip true. That zipper. Let's call it what it is.
Come in there butt naked.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure you get off that game. I know I would.
Nope.
All right, fellas. Catch up with y'all boys.
Apparently not the way he playing.
Hey, that nigga focus.
That nigga hit him with some...
That nigga looking for a career change if he turn that off. That's on roll. Trying to be raked in this bitch. But on that note, man, we gonna get on about here, man. We appreciate y'all. Patreon in the building as usual, man. Top priority. You understand me? Crusader Nation in the building, man. We appreciate everybody that been patient with us. We back rolling again. As y'all see, man, there's changes being made to the studio. You understand me? And it's gonna be more to come. But we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Look, man, things is coming down the pipeline. Maybe about to shoot some extra content today. I would tell y'all who it's with, but you're gonna have to wait and see.
Oh, it's gonna be good too.
But for everybody asking, yeah, man, when are we gonna get this content? I'm seeing y'all shooting all these extra content. When we gonna get them? Y'all gonna get them real soon, man. And it's gonna be a part of a rollout. So you know, just stay patient with us, man, and keep on rocking, man. We appreciate y'all. Like we said, man, Kenny will be back very, very soon.
No, very soon.
He's not kicked out of the group. That's still our homeboy. Mm-hmm. He's still part of the crew season. So everybody asking. He will be back soon. And on that note, man, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. It's a record. Tim's, man. It's called Me and You.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, we gone.
This is my decision. I don't think you listen.
your lesson. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm a teacher. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not the teacher. I want to show you my world.